Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm your host, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Stephen King. Steve is the president and the CEO of founder and the first cost accountant over at growthforce.com. He's a CPA by profession, and he's converted that into a great company that's helping you have services through GrowthForce that will help you manage your cash flow better. Stephen, how did I do on that? Did I get close?
Yeah, beautiful.
All right, so
outsourced bookkeeping, accounting, and controller services. That's what we do for companies that use QuickBooks.
And folks, you need it. I promise you, that hits more of you than not. And go to growthforce.com and check them out. Hey, Steve, we're talking about the different growth phases. We talked about the entrepreneurial phase, the emerging phase, the sustainability. We were finishing up on that. Sustainability in the long tooth stage of sustainability, you're rolling into the exit stage. You got your machine going. You've been clipping your coupons almost a little bit. You got somebody else run the business day to day. You can actually take a couple of weeks and go to Europe maybe and not worry about the cash flow. If you know your banker's calling you to see if you need any money instead of the other way around, and you're starting to say, okay, maybe over the horizon I'll get out of here, and then of course the time goes by and you're in that stage. Talk to us about that transition from sustaining to exit.
Well, in sustaining, you've built your middle management team. You started to have the infrastructures in place. You're a well-run company is going to have its management reporting systems, balanced scorecards, and able to make data-driven decisions from actionable financial intelligence, right? It's in the hands of the decision makers that to help make decisions, and that's what drives profit, studying the past to predict the future. Now you get to the point where you say, all right, that is all built. Now what do we do with this? And you start to think about an exit. And an exit, you know, like if you're not going to go public, you're going to either sell the business to somebody else or you're going to run it until you die and it goes to your estate, right? Those are the three options. And so in order to get ready for that, you need to have auditable financial reports. You need to help make sure that you are in compliance with all the rules. You need to make sure that you have in place the ability to reduce the risk of fraud because you're no longer involved if you're starting to exit.
You've got a last mile of operation out there that could be a big leaking hole that you have less oversight over.
Yes, the bigger, the faster you grow, the bigger the risk is that you're not going to have the checks and balances because that's not where people typically invest their resources, which is, you know, one of the reasons we've grown so fast is to be able to just turn that on with a stroke of a pen.
Right.
But the real challenge is if you haven't started from the very beginning with, you know, the entrepreneurial and emerging growth stages of putting some of these systems in place, it's hard to get audit ready.
Yeah.
It's hard to be able to go through due diligence and be able to make sure that your outside investors have confidence in the company's financials, because that's what they're investing in management. They're buying the company, but they are relying on the financials to decide how much to pay for it. And if they don't trust those numbers, I have seen more deals go south because the CEO took money out of the business by, and we just had this conversation yesterday with somebody who's the CEO who's commingling their personal expenses with the business expenses. And then the next thing you know, the owners come in and they say, look, it's like, well, wait, all this travel, this wasn't business. Like, yeah, it's easier for me to use one card. Like, well, wait.
Yeah.
That is it changes the bottom line.
You can't do that sort of thing, folks, in the proximity of exiting the business. You can't do it. You shouldn't do it any time, but you can't do it in the proximity of exiting the business. And in the exit, I got 30 seconds. Talk to us about the exit.
Well, you got to decide what the reason why mergers and acquisitions fail is because there's not cultural alignment. So you've got to make sure that if you want to take care of your people, that when you exit the business, when you sell it, that you're selling it to somebody who the company's leadership is aligned with your leadership.
But make sure that your financials are ready, folks, or you won't be able to, even if you sell the business, you won't be able to maximize the value. Hey, Steve, good job today. Come back soon.
All right, Jim, thanks for having me.
GrowthForce.com. Check it out. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.